All right, everybody, welcome back. Ready to dive into something totally wild?
Let's do it.
Today, we're tackling this press release that's got everyone buzzing. And let me tell you, it's a doozy.
Yeah.
Get this, ChatGPT, you know, the AI chatbot.
I know it well.
This press release, and I'm using the term loosely, claims it won the 2024 Nobel Prize in Literature.
Yeah, no, this one's been making the rounds. It's satire, right?
Oh, absolutely. Pure satire. At least we hope. But here's the thing, right? It gets seriously thought-provoking when you look at the reason they give for this fictional award.
The redundancy of sentience in art, right?
Yeah.
That's the phrase that really jumps out.
Exactly. And that's what we're digging into today, folks. This deep dive, it's all about AI, creativity, and whether a machine can truly be called an artist.
And if a machine can create art that moves us just as much as anything a human could create, what does that even mean for art itself? I mean, does art have to come from a place of lived experience, real emotions?
Right. Like, can an AI really pour its heart out when it doesn't even have a heart to pour?
Exactly. I mean, look, we know AI can do some pretty amazing things. It's already generating music, paintings, even sculptures. And a lot of it is eerily beautiful, moving even.
Oh, totally. Like, remember that AI-generated song that went viral last year? Everyone thought it was by some legendary band. And then, bam, turns out it was an algorithm. Blew my mind.
Exactly. And that brings up the bigger question this press release is poking fun at.
Mm-hmm.
What does it even mean to be creative in the age of AI? If AI can create something that resonates with us on a deep emotional level.
Yeah, even if it doesn't feel those emotions itself.
Precisely. It really challenges our entire understanding of creativity and where it comes from.
Okay, so let's break this down a bit. We've got this fictional Nobel Prize, right, awarded to ChatGPT for what they call his intricate tapestry of prose.
Go bite.
So on the surface, it's clearly playing on this idea of AI as this masterful wordsmith, which, let's be real, AI can be pretty darn good with language.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the way these language models work, it's actually pretty mind-blowing. They can analyze massive amounts of text, like way more than any human could in a lifetime.
Right, like drinking from a fire hose of information.
Exactly. And they pick up on patterns, structures, all those nuances of language that we humans use, often without even realizing it.
So then they can turn around and spit out something that sounds like it was written by Shakespeare or, well, you know, maybe Stephen King, depending on the prompt.
Right. And that's what makes this whole thing so fascinating, because we're at this point where AI can actually mimic human creativity in a way that's becoming increasingly difficult to distinguish from the real thing.
Okay, but here's the kicker, right? And this is where the whole redundancy of sentience thing comes in.
Hit me with it.
So even if AI can produce writing that's technically brilliant, even beautiful, can we really call it art if it's devoid of genuine emotion, of lived experience?
Ah, there's the million-dollar question. And honestly, there's no easy answer. I mean, traditionally, we've always associated art with the artist's inner world, right?
Mm-hmm.
Their feelings, their experiences, their unique perspective.
Absolutely. It's like we connect with art that reflects something back at us about the human condition, you know?
Exactly. So when you strip away that human element, that sentience, it really makes you question what's left. Can you have art without the heart?
Right. And that's what makes this satirical press release so brilliant, I think, because it forces us to confront these really uncomfortable questions head on. I mean, are we really saying that sentience is redundant in art?
And that's where things get really interesting, because on the one hand, you could argue that art needs that human touch, that emotional depth to truly resonate with us.
Because ultimately, we're emotional creatures, right? We connect with things on a feeling level.
Exactly. But then on the other hand, there's this whole other side to it, which is that beauty, meaning even artistic merit, maybe those things can exist independently of the creator's consciousness.
So it's like the art itself can evoke these feelings in us, even if it wasn't created by something that feels those emotions.
That's the question, isn't it? And it really makes you wonder, where do we draw the line?
Yeah.
What makes something art? Is it the intention behind it, the skill involved, the emotional response it elicits?
And how do we even begin to evaluate art that's created by an AI? Do the same standards even apply?
Right. And to throw another wrench in the gears, think about all the art throughout history that we now know was created by people who were marginalized, overlooked, even silenced.
Hmm.
Are we potentially doing the same thing with AI art? Dismissing it because of where it comes from.
Wow. Yeah, that's a whole other layer to this. And to be honest, I don't have the answers. I don't think anyone does, at least not yet. But I think this whole conversation, even if it started with a joke, it speaks to this really important shift that's happening right now.
Totally. AI is forcing us to rethink our relationship with creativity, with technology, even with our own humanity. And the lines are only going to get blurrier from here.
Absolutely. And to bring this back to the whole ChatGPT Nobel Prize thing, I love how they use that image of a robot, you know, designed in that old-timey style with the laurel wreath and everything.
Yeah. It's like they're placing AI right there in the hallowed halls of human achievement, but with a wink and a nod.
Exactly. It's playful, but it also has this underlying current of, I don't know, maybe even a bit of a warning. Like, hey, wake up, folks. The future is now.
Right. And it's asking us, are we ready for a future where the line between human creativity and AI becomes increasingly difficult, if not impossible, to define?
It's definitely something to ponder, right? And I think that's what this deep dive is all about. It's not about having the answers, but about asking the right questions.
Couldn't have said it better myself. So what do you think, listeners? Are we ready to embrace a world where AI joins us in the realm of artistic creation?
Hit us up on social media and let us know your thoughts. This is one conversation that's just getting started.
Absolutely. And who knows, maybe next year's Nobel Prize in Literature winner will be writing a thank you speech using ChatGPT.
Until next time, folks, keep those minds open and those creative sparks flying.
And don't be afraid to ask the big questions.